Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I'm very happy that you're here as well. So, Max, you grew up in New Mexico, not Texas.
Grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Born and raised, and I guess in 1997, I moved to Austin, Texas, and I lived there for 5 years, and then found my way to the Alamo City of San Antonio. So I bought a house here, and that's where I live now.
So before you found your way also to conjunto music, you grew up listening to and hearing a style of music that was, I think you've described it as kind of like it, but without vocals, called chicken scratch music in New Mexico. And I want to know a little bit more about that first.
Sure. As far as I can remember, I was young. I started playing music when I was, my dad taught me the accordion when I was 5 years old. But by the time I was like 8, 9 years old, I used to play with my dad's band. I was his bass player. He had his conjunto, and I remember going to the different Indian reservations, performing at jamaicas, fiestas, festivals that they would have, and they would hire my father and his band, and then they would say that we love the way you play that chicken scratch music, and it never, until years later on, there's actually chicken scratch music, which is basically Native Americans playing Tex-Mex music, accordion and bajo sexto, but without singing, just instrumentals.
The rhythm is similar?
The rhythm is the same thing, the same song, same, just no singing, so. And they call it chicken scratch.
So you got your... go ahead, Josh.
They sing the melodies of the lyrics. If it's a song, they'll sing the melody of the lyrics with the accordion, uh-huh. And the music remains the same,
huh.
The same rhythms and beats.
Well, they'll play the music, the melody, because they don't really sing.
They don't sing it, so they'll play it with the accordion.
They're using it to play the vocal line.
Yes, there
right.
you go, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you, I guess the first time you really heard, conjunto genuine, though, was when you were in Lubbock as a young man, or young boy, 7 years old, or thereabouts, I guess.
Well, my father was, I was an accordionist. He had a conjunto, so I was listening to my dad's music. But I remember where he picked it up from was he admired Narciso Martinez's music, and Narciso Martinez was one of the pioneers of this type of music, which he and along with Santiago Jimenez Sr., Flaco Jimenez's daddy, were listening to the European sound of the German and the European settlers that settled around the turn of the century. So they brought over the button accordion, and it was here in Texas where they were listening to the sounds of the polka and oompa sound, and so they decided to pick up an accordion, and that's what we did. We picked up an accordion, started playing, but what we did different was incorporate the instrument that I play, called the bajo sexto, which is a 12-string guitar with bass strings and guitar strings, and it was pretty much designed to take the place, because they wanted the Germans or the Czechs and Poles, they would accompaniment themselves with this side of the accordion,
mm-hmm.
the left-hand side. So they wanted to get something that would sound like this, to accompaniment. That way it would allow the accordionist to have more freedom to play the leads and stuff more faster, the one that Josh just played now, the Redova, if you noticed he was going in and out, and it's hard to accompaniment yourself if you're going in and out in playing the left side. So we ended up coming up with the bajo sexto, which came from Mexico, from Michoacan, and then later on, it came into the States, So that's where you get the Tex. This is the Tex, and this is the Mex.
So can you demonstrate just a little bit about how the bajo sexto can be used to do both a bass and a melody?
Sure, yeah. So basically, a basic polka, would be with bass and rhythm at the same time. That's pretty much, you're playing two for one, and actually, because back then, it was just these two instruments, so it was barn dances and campfire music, what they would call, and the migrant farm workers would work the fields all week, and then our means of entertainment were these two instruments. You know, they'd have barn dances, you know, or hang up the lanterns on the tree, and you know, under them they sweep the dirt, whatever, you know, and
you got a dance floor.
They got a dance floor right there, and so, but so this was the two, and at the beginning it was pretty much instrumentals that we would play. Polkas, redovas, shotises, shadishes, you know, masurkas. And then later on, they started adding the lyrics and the singing, which came from the trios from Mexico, the mariachis, the trio music, the beautiful trio music that had these beautiful voices, you know, three-part voices and stuff. So we started adding, you know, some of the poets and songwriters were from Mexico, and so we would hear those beautiful songs and incorporate them into, you know, into this, into the Tex-Mex sound, and so that's how it evolved.
Cool. Yeah. Well, why don't we hear a tune then right now? Sure. This from your new album?
Sure. Yes. We have a brand new CD called Cruzando Borders under Smithsonian Folkways, and today's the official release date. So this is a song. It's called Soy de San Luis, and we did it in two different languages. So it's in Spanish and in English. So
for all you non-speaking Spanish.
Spanglish, they call it, Spanglish. You know, that's a good thing about the great state of Texas. You can, all the mixed cultures and so forth, it's the only place you can go and say, hey, my name's Billy Bob Jimenez. So here we go.
Voy a cantar estos versos, aunque yo no soy de aquí. Yo soy puro mexicano, soy de San Luis Potosí. Caminando y caminando, he llegado a San Antonio. Me encontré muy buen trabajo y también con el demonio. Found me a little tejanita, and I fell in love with her. She was so bonita that I had to marry her. Then she took off to Laredo, and she called me from Nuevo León. She said, send me some more money so that I can come back home. Tierra, aunque pobre es mi nación, pero sí les aseguro, y allá manda el pantalón. Ahí les dejo a mi tejana, no la pude soportar. Ay, que la torre y el diablo, a ver si la puede aguantar. My homeland, back where I was born. One thing I know for sure now, men here wear the pantalon. I left her in old San Antonio, 'cause I could not afford her. Ay, que la Puerto Rey y el diablo, a ver si la puede aguantar. She belongs to El Diablo, you can have her, I don't want her anymore.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. We have Los Tex Maniacs in the studio, Josh Baca playing the accordion and Max Baca with bajo sexto, both singing so beautifully on that song Soy de San Luis. Your new album, Cruzando Borders, is really very timely given the news this week about a crackdown even on asylum seekers. It seems that the issues in several of the songs on this album, some of which are old songs and you have new songs on here, they really haven't gone anywhere. They've been with us for decades.
Absolutely.
This album is very timely.
Yes, we thought of the concept, you know, along with the program coordinator from the Smithsonian Folkways, and we said, okay, it's a good time for it, so let's go ahead and record some songs about, you know, the immigration and the borders and, you know, how Mexican Americans are, you know, cross over to come get a better life or whatever, and just like the song Across the Borderline, you know, and it's a perfect example of, and then just to find out that you get sent back, you know, and that kind of stuff. So yeah, we really put our heart and soul into this one, and we had the opportunity and the honor to have a special guest, Lyle Lovett, to record the Woody Guthrie Deportee. And Rick Trevino did a song with us too, so it's pretty cool. And you know, and then in between the songs, we added the instrumentals, you know, some of the old classic redovas, shotises, and stuff to kind of let the album flow. So when you're listening to the album, it flows really nice, you know. And something that's a must-have, you know. So it's one of those that you got to have that one, you know.
It was awesome to talk with Mr. Dan Sheehy from the Smithsonian. He had an idea and a concept of doing a storybook album, is which the record is pretty much corridos, and some people think corridos are just they portray it to be a different style of music or a different rhythm or a common rhythm, which a corrido is just pretty much just a story, and it could be English, it could be Spanish, it could be whatever. But the album consists of stories instead of just, you know, tags or hooks or.
Well, she broke my heart.
Yeah.
And
There's a story behind, you know, like the song we just say, like, now I'm back in my homeland, back where I was born. And he's telling a story. And every song on the record is pretty much telling a story. Even the instrumentals that we recorded, which are all traditional instrumentals that derive from this region of Texas, here, South Texas, and here from a lot of Mexican Americans that learned to play the accordions, that came from Germany, like Max said. It's just German music played by Mexicans is what conjunto music is. And
well, they call it Tejano nowadays, you know, and they've managed to incorporate it. It's more of a hybrid now, you know. And what does Tejano mean?
Yeah.
It means Texan, you know. Yeah. It's Texas music, you know, Texas. And what does conjunto mean? It means a group. You know, so back then in those days, they would they just kind of say, you know, I have a group, tengo mi conjunto or whatever, and it kind of just, you know, conjunto back then meant just a four-piece band, you know, group.
And I thought that maybe the instrumentals that we performed on the record fit the concept of the album, because, you know, we're telling stories and cruzando borders of either crossing the border or trying to make it back home, or just working, you know, as a legitimate. Working just to make money for your family or food. And a lot of the songs are like El Porrón and Chicharronera and stuff like that. It's all cultural. It's all part of our culture. All those words and sayings and, you know, are used throughout us talking, you know, amongst each other. So it was pretty awesome to come up with the concept of a storybook record, corridos.
You referenced the German and Polish influence on the music, and you've toured all over the world, right? And I was curious about when you're in Europe and you play for audiences that are in Germany or in Switzerland, as you've played there before, how do they respond to this sound?
Oh, they love it. It's because it's unique and different, you know. And I mean, and you know, the accordion is the international instrument of the world, So there's an accordion in every culture, you know, and so they can relate to the accordion sound, and but then when you add that bajo sexto, and then changes it to our own sound, you know, the Tex-Mex sound, it's really cool, you know, and it you start seeing their foot tapping, you know, something else. Like the first time I remember we went to a tour in China, and we did several cities, Beijing and Shanghai, Mongolia and Guajian and stuff, and so we didn't know, you know, people, we got back home and people say, oh, there's Texas people, there's Tejanos there in China, and I'm like, no, it's all, you know, the people of the culture, you know, and so we would just do what we do, and they loved it, you know, they're just, it speaks for itself, you know, and what it is how you approach it, you know, how you what you're feeling. And I like to say our Tex-Maniacs music is alegre music, happy music, you know. And I mean, there's a lot of different opinions or whatever, but I like personally, and we like the alegre sound, that real happy sound. That would do something to you, tap your foot or make you want to get up and dance or you know, or drink a beer.
Yeah.
Or something. You know? Like,
and then you get even happier and you want to dance even more.
Yeah.
Like yes. In Europe, we've been to Russia. We toured from one end of Russia to the other, and we were there for about a month, I think. We came back for a week and went back. And Russia, Switzerland, we've been to, and Italy, and you know, the, like you said, the accordion is in every culture, but every culture has its own vibe, every culture has its own energy, has its own flavor. They have their own style, and I've learned a lot of the traditional German pieces that they play, perform over there in Germany, but the way our culture interprets their music, it's different, and it's a different, there's a different energy to the music that brings out the Mexican American in the sound and the quality of what we're performing, the authenticity of what we're performing for them. And I think they appreciate it more that they've influenced us to be part of what they do as well.
Yeah, and even when the first time we went to tour China, the promoter said, "Hey, why don't you learn this traditional, beautiful Chinese piece, and just the fact that you're playing that song,
mm-hmm.
but with these instruments and the Tex-Mex sound of it, they would appreciate it." And so we said we learned it, and we didn't learn the lyrics or the singing of it, but we ended up having a female guest singer come and sing the song with us, but we played the song, and once we started playing it, they went crazy.
Amazing.
They just loved it. Yeah, it was amazing.
It was a popular pop song that they had over there.
I thought you were going to say that
the traditional Chinese music.
Yes,
like,
the Moon Represents My Heart is the name of the song, yeah. And it's a beautiful song. It's kind of, I don't know if I was,
oh man,
just a little piece, maybe just to
little taste.
But
so don't, I think. See if I remember it.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Really nice, beautiful songs. And then when we started playing it, man, the whole auditorium, the whole theater just stood on got on their feet. And just, we were heroes after that.
And I think the forefront beat of our music is the oompa sound, is the polka sound. So as the boom, 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 boom. And in any culture, any music,
you it's hear a heartbeat.
It's a heartbeat. You hear that heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom.
You can walk into Germany and in a club and you hear that boom, that boom, that boom, 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 boom.
And
so
people just dig it. Whether it's a cumbia or a rock song or a blues song, you hear that heartbeat and people just, they dig it. So we play, you know, we play our music a little up tempo, alegre, like we say, fast or happy music, and they just start feeling that heartbeat. And most of the time, our lyrics are translated into their native languages on the side of the stages, and a lot of anybody could relate to heartache or beer mm-hmm. drinking or you know, whatever. And they read the lyrics and they could relate to it, like, oh yeah, this is cool, or I dig it, or I'm here, I'm just gonna have a good time.
Cool. Well, why don't we hear another tune from the CD?
What do we?
We're going to do Mexico Americano.
Yeah? Okay, yeah.
All right.
Soy mexicano, por destino soy americano. Yo soy de la raza de oro, yo soy México-americano. Yo te comprendo en inglés, también te hablo en castellano. Yo soy de la raza noble, yo soy México-americano.
¡Eso!
Zacatecas a Minnesota, de Tijuana a Nueva York, dos países son mi tierra, los defiendo con honor. Dos idiomas y dos países, dos culturas tengo yo. En mi suerte tengo orgullo, porque así lo manda Dios. Por mi madre yo soy mexicano, por destino soy americano. Yo soy de la raza de oro, yo soy México-americano.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. The Los Tex Maniacs here, Josh Baca, Max Baca. I want to let you know that the Tejano Conjunto Festival is coming up in 1 week, and they're going to be there on Sunday the 20th at 5 p.m. Texas Public Radio is going to be there as well, recording stories about the festival for the Cuentos Project. We'll have a listening booth set up, and TPR listeners can even get a discount at the door if you mention TPR when you go. And if you want to get your tickets online ahead of time, use the code TPRSunday for a discount. You can find tickets at guadalupeculturalarts.org. So hope that you'll take advantage of that and go out to the Tejano Conjunto Festival a week from now. Fantastic. So this new album, as you said, Cruzando Borders, features collaborations with Lyle Lovett, you mentioned, Rick Trevino, and in the past you've recorded with the Rolling Stones, right?
For, I did, yes.
You're on the Voodoo Lounge album. Do you ever think about calling up Mick and Keith and asking them to come down here?
But, yeah, I'd had the honor to record one song on the Voodoo Lounge album, of course, along with Flaco Jimenez, myself. We were invited back in, in 1995. And went to Hollywood and recorded a song with them, and got to meet Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, the whole band, everybody, mm-hmm. you know. And and then Keith Richards decided he wanted to buy my bottle. And I didn't sell it to him, but I was like, where are you at now, Keith? But, it was given to me by my father, you know, and the instrument, it's a Martin Macias, and it's like the Stradivarius of the Bajo Sexto.
So priceless, man.
Yeah, so when he asked me, you know, hey, what is that? And I said, the Bajo Sexto, and I showed it to him, and he's like, can I see it? And I said, sure. So he got it, and he looked at it, and he told me, I want this. I want it. He goes, sell it to me. What, name your price. I want it. And I said to myself, man, I told Mom, my father gave it to me. He goes, well, sentimental value. And I said, yeah. He goes, name your price. He told me like three times. I didn't sell it to him. So when I got home from the tour and stuff, and I told my dad, and he goes, pendejo. You should have sold it. We could have bought 10 of them.
You could buy the factory.
The factory, yeah, exactly, yeah. So, you know, I just, one of those things that happens, and it's a true story, you know, and I can take that to my grave. You know, it was interesting and you know, an honor to be recording with, you know, the Rolling Stones, man, so.
Well, I think it's really interesting also, and we've referenced some of these names before, but that the people that you've regularly play with, I mean, their roots go back to the beginning of Conjunto. I mean, because you said, you know, of course, Flaco Jimeno's father, Santiago, was one of the architects of the Conjunto sound. I mean, that's kind of like playing with Mozart, whose teacher was Franz Joseph Haydn. I mean, you know, this is an amazing lineage.
These are the guys that paved the road, yeah. They're the pioneers, yeah. So
they helped create and develop the style of Tex-Mex Conjunto music.
Yeah.
To make it to what it is today, you know,
and it's a beautiful sound, you know, and the guys from Mexico, of course, the mariachis were from Mexico, but then they were hearing the music of the north, you know, and they'd say la música del norte, so they started picking up the accordion and the bajo sections, of course, were from Mexico, and incorporating a saxophone, and then they started calling it norteño music, so. It started evolving, you know, and moving to different parts of the Southwest, you know, and so when I first heard, you know, Los Alegres de Terán, or you know, Carlos y José, or you know, groups, Ramón Ayala, Flaco Jiménez, I started hearing these, you know, from my father would listen to, and growing up, you know, and I was intrigued by the sound, you know, especially of the bajo sexto, because it just has a really an aggressive attack sound to it, and it kind of attracts, you know, the accordion and the bajo together, mm-hmm. just attracts you to it. It's kind of like in Cajun music, you know, you have the fiddle and the Cajun accordion, you know, together, you know, and so it's really a happy attraction, you know.
And your sound also, I mean, the Los Tex Maniacs sound, I mean, going back to 20 years when you first started the group too. It's not just the conjunto sound that you have here. I mean, we're talking an even late 20th century fusion, right, of adding in some rock elements on occasion as well, and, you know, your soul influences. So who are the groups that you've listened to?
I grew up, you know, in high school listening to CCR, man.
Yeah.
You know, that was my all-time favorite rock and roll band. Still is today, you know. John Fogerty, you know, and Creedence Clearwater Revival, you know. And so I listened to rock and roll. Of course, I listened to other rock bands, the heavier stuff, you know, AC/DC or whatever, you know, Van Halen and stuff like that. But I really dug that vibe or that groove, you know. And if you listen to some of their stuff, it sounds really like a polka that they're playing, you know. Even the Sir Douglas Quintet, you know, She's About a Mover. Doug Somm and Augie Myers, and Augie played the Vox organ on that, you know, and he's playing a chant. Damn, she's playing like a bajo, you know, like a bajo thing, you know. So it's kind of like a polka, you know. So it's really, that's what attracted me, that rock and roll thing, you know.
That's the beautiful thing about being a Mexican-American and living on this side of the border in America, but also keeping in touch with your roots and being who you are, true to who you are. That's why the instruments that we play and the bajo sexto, how it attracts to us, you know, it's part of our culture. It's part of what we grew up with. Some people in all their homes they grew up with, there's a piano or a guitar in every room. Here in South Texas or in San Antonio alone,
even in
New Mexico, there's mm-hmm. a bajo sexto and an accordion in every room. In everybody's house, everybody plays. Some people do it professionally. Some people just do it just as, you know, a novelty or just to learn a couple songs or whatever, you know. And I'm 26 years old, so I grew up listening to pop and rock and blues and country and all the modern stuff. You know, I love all the modern music too as well. I grew up listening to my father and my uncle performing and playing, but I first heard Flaco Jiménez and Esteban Jordán those two guys right there really influenced me to think out of the box on the squeeze box, to take this music to a different level, or not this music. I can't say this, take this music, but take these instruments and incorporate them into other genres of music, you know?
To take your music to another level. I mean, because really you're creating a unique sound here,
And I had the opportunity to tour for quite some time, you know, close to over 10 years with the Texas Tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie Fender, Flaco Jimenez, Doug Saw, Moggy Myers. And so that was a great experience for me, you know, coming from just a strictly conjunto background, but loving rock and roll music, because you know I had to go to school. I had to everybody was into Ozzy Osbourne or whatever, and I was Creedence, man, and or I was Doug Somm, just the good old rock and roll, man, and so getting to tour with the Texas Tornadoes opened a lot of doors for myself personally and for my band, the Tex-Maniacs. So so that's what we try to do. You can't go too much out of the box, but you can go a little bit,
mm-hmm.
because these are traditional instruments, the accordion and the bajo, so there's only so much you can do, and you can't really bend the strings or but we managed to kind of improvise. Josh can get the accordion, and Josh started when he was 5 years old.
Plug it into a wah-wah pedal.
He don't need to, because he can just kind of,
like, with these instruments, all the notes are here.
Yeah.
So every note that whatever rock player or musical player or rock and roll or blues player is playing, all the notes are there. It's just, it's up to you to develop the capability of understanding how to play it. You know, so all the notes are there. Like I love a Hammond B sound, and so sometimes I could do a song and I'll do some pads on the accordion instead of just a flat tune, and I'll be like, create that
the fluttering Leslie speaker
sound,
yeah,
or like Augie's Vox organ. Create like more of that Augie Myers groove or whatever. You can try to put the accordion to make different noises, like a take it to somewhere else.
even with the same thing with the bajo sexto, instead of you kind of
power chords.
Kind of adding a little country blues twang to it, and these kinds of things are kind of hard to do on these instruments because the strings are so thick, and so they're bigger strings.
And they're doubled up. Yeah,
and they're doubled up, so it's kind of hard. You can't bend them like you can on a guitar, So,
well, let's hear another tune, right? With a great title.
Well, it's a song that I wrote. It's called "How Can a Beautiful Woman Be So Ugly." And the song I wrote for my ex-wife. She ran off with my best friend, and I miss him because he was my fishing buddy. Just a joke. Had to say something like that. But I did write the song, and we recorded this in Tucson, Arizona, I believe. And it was produced by Steve Berlin from Los Lobos. So ugly. How can a beautiful woman be so mean? You did the things you did 'cause you didn't love me. How can a beautiful woman be so ugly? She's like a centerfold, makes your heart wanna go and fall. She's got me staring at my phone all night long, wanting a call. She's
She's got those ruby red lips, soft fingertips that makes me crawl. Then she ups and leaves with me on my knees, takes my everything and that's all. Heart with just a smile, but a cold, cold goodbye is just her style. If I could hold her for a little while, how can a beautiful woman be so ugly? How can a beautiful woman be so mean? You did the things you did, 'cause you didn't love me. How can a beautiful woman be so ugly? How can a beautiful woman be so ugly? How can a beautiful woman be so ugly?
Los Tex-Maniacs, or Los Dos of the Tex-Maniacs here. Josh Baca, accordion, Max Baca, bajo sexto. Once again, they'll be at the Tejano Conjunto Festival next weekend. It opens on Friday the 18th, and the full band version of Los Tex-Maniacs plays on Sunday the 20th at 5 p.m. TPR listeners can get a discount at the door if you mention TPR or online with the code TPRSunday. You can find tickets at guadalupeculturalarts.org. Los Tex-Maniacs have a new album out now called Cruzando Borders, and we'll link to that in the comments section of this Facebook Live feed later on, so you can check that out. Thank you both for being here, Max Baca and Josh Baca.
Oh, it's our honor. Much. Thank you for having us.
Appreciate the history and the music.
Absolutely. Anytime.
So will you take us out with one more tune, Across the Borderline from the album?
It's a beautiful song, and this pretty much describes, if you listen to the lyrics and the words on this song, it's so beautiful, and it pretty much explains the whole concept of the album, and it was really popular back in the 70s, I think, and it came out in a soundtrack for a movie called The Border with Nick Nolte, Jack Nicholson, I believe. Ry Cooder did the music.
It was composed by Ry Cooder, John Hyatt, and I forgot the name of the other artists that were composed.
Steven Stills?
No,
John Hyatt.
But I'd like to invite everybody out there that on live to please go to Tex-Maniacs Facebook, give us a like. All our links and websites are on there. SmithsonianFolkways.com, LosTexManiacs.com, and we'll say hello, and you can enjoy some music, and
we'll see you at the
live feeds on the road with us.
The Conjunto Festival next Sunday. There's a land, so I've been told, and every street is paved with gold, and it's just across the borderline. When it's time to take your turn, there's one lesson you must learn. You could lose more than you'll ever hope to find. There's a land, so I've been told, and every street is paved with gold, and it's just across the borderline.
When it's time to take your turn, there's a lesson you must learn. You could lose more than you'll ever hope to find. And when you reach the broken promised land, and every dream slips through your hands, then you'll know that it's too late to change your mind. 'Cause you've paid the price to come this far, just to wind up where you are. And you're still just across a borderline. Up and down the Rio Grande, 1,000 footprints in the sand reveal a secret that no one can define. The river flows on like a breath, in between our life and death. Tell me who is the next to cross the line. And when you reach the broken promised land, and every dream slips through your hands, then you'll know that it's too late to change your mind. 'Cause you've paid the price to come this far, just to wind up where you are. And you're still just across the borderline. And you're still just across the borderline.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all again.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you all very much.
Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias.